The chief agriculture negotiator for the U.S. Trade Representative, Issi Siddiqui, in this interview says he's just getting involved in efforts to remove European Union restrictions on canker-symptomatic fresh fruit from Florida, and so can't speculate how long a resolution could take. What do you think the chances are of the EU complying with our growers' canker suggestion, and what kind of time frame?
Since USTR has just become getting involved in this issue, and I have not, this is the first time I have been briefed, I would make sure that we get all our facts before I speculate. I have to say that we will push this issue based on science and do our utmost to convince our trading partners across the pond that they base their decision on sound science, as we expect, they expect us to do that. So we will just have, we have a challenge, but I would not want to give you any timelines because many of these issues sometimes take a lot long, and I want to make sure that we get, we do it right to when before we approach our EU officials. But that's why I mentioned getting all the facts on the table with our agencies in Washington, D.C. will be the first step, and then we'll go from there.
Siddiqui met last week in Vero Beach with Florida fresh fruit growers and packers who are frustrated by the European canker restrictions, which they say are not science-based. Check often with the citrus section at www.southeastagnet.com to keep up with a wide array of issues in Florida's citrus industry, which is reported to have a $9 billion impact on the Sunshine State's economy. I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.